This hour by Frederick Remington, fully cooked, ready-to-eat bacon. Exclusive, no refrigeration, 10-year extended shelf life bacon. The thickest media center-cut bacon in the industry at fullycookedbacon.com.
Good afternoon, good evening, and good morning, Power Hour Nation. It is 8/17/2018. You are listening, of course, to the Power Hour radio show, our website, thepowerhour.com, thepowerhour.com. I'm your honored host, Daniel Brigman. Very good to be with you. Obviously, we have some news stories. If I sound a little different, because the power just went out at my studio. I don't know what's going on. I'm a little, I don't know if freaked out's the word, but okay, I'm a little freaked out. The power just went on right before we went on air. I'm in this alternate way. Massive news stories going on everywhere. I'm going to talk to you straightforward, at least as much as I can do with the news. We have James Herson coming on in about 30 minutes or so. And then we have Dr. Robert Abel talk about the blue light and the computers and things, and eye health and the eye complex CS, of course. Very important interview. So I'm going to get to the news. I'm going to link a couple stories. Okay, one, a charter school. Remember Charlotte Iserby talked about charter schools, how they have unelected oversight and how evil they are. Well, in Atlanta, one of the charter schools is getting rid of the requirement for the Declaration of Independence. The children do not have to stand. The children do not have to participate. And, in fact, they're going to come up with an alternative Pledge of Allegiance that the teachers work with the students, student leaders, to come up with one that focuses more on civic responsibility and global awareness, quote unquote, the global part. Yeah. You see where this is going. Okay, this mirrors the story in Alabama, or is the other side of the coin in Alabama. They're moving to schools to put In God We Trust in prominent places in the schools. You know, it's part of the Declaration of Independence. I mean, it's part of our heritage. They're moving in that direction. Go to the governor. You know, I've left for a couple of days. The governor Cuomo in New York. He's is he brothers of the guy from CNN? Cuomo from CNN. It's his brother. It's his brother on CNN. So there's an obvious link there. He says that Trump can never fulfill the promise to make America great because America never was that great. I've spoke plainly to you. I've spoke clearly, tried the best I can of my perspective here. I think it's valid. I've tried to say it over and over again. I've tried to make you aware with the events of censorship, with the events of the collusion against conservative talk, of YouTube, of all these big corporate giants coming out against people like us who are speaking these things, or say, who else out there? CNN certainly isn't. MSNBC certainly isn't. The Power Hour is. You know, shows like this are saying these things. Everything that's going on is a result of our turning our will over to psychopaths who want to take something from you. That's why we've stressed the Bill of Rights. There's also a case in Iowa. Again, Iowa, the one who limited abortions, the most restrictive abortion law in America in 40, 50 years, came out of Iowa. They also, there was a case, it went to the Supreme Court where they're searching the car illegally, and they found drugs and they charged them, and they went all the way to the Supreme Court, and the Supreme Court said it was a legal search against the Bill of Rights, against the Fourth Amendment. In Iowa, they challenged it on the state constitution, Article 1, Section 8 of their constitution. Guess what Article 1, Section 8 of the Iowa Constitution says? It is verbatim, the Fourth Amendment of the United States federal constitution, verbatim. They won the case statewide. There is an attack on this ethic. There is an attack on your place. There's a huge story out of the Hill which says Bernie Sanders' socialism is now going mainstream. It's now taking over the Democratic Party. And that's why I've, you know, obliterated the Democratic Party, you know, up and down. Not that I like the Republicans, but the Democrats are going very far. There is a fight on for our republic, for your inheritance, for the characterization of who you are. It's competing against corporate interests, global interests, worldwide interests, and specifically U.S. corporate government. There are two competing agendas. Your will, your freedom, your endowment versus the corporate agenda, the overarching ruling agenda of these people. You can see it, can't you? I mean, can't you? It all comes down to that. And we can talk about all these side things. I'm going to tell you a story from the Bible. The Bible is the most important book in Western culture, certainly, probably the whole world's culture, at least modern day for us. It set the stage for so much. It's been often said that, the God of this world is Satan or Lucifer. It's kind of two different, that's a complicated story, but anyway, Satan or Lucifer is the God of this world. How did Lucifer gain authority and control over this world? Go back, and you're going to see how these relate, because it relates to socialism and why the evils of it, the why I'm still standing on this adamantly, standing on the top of the roof, yelling this, and what this comes down to. And every religious person, every certainly Christian, every Christian church, Christian preacher should be alarmed and see this and sound the alarm. But there are no watchmen left on the wall hardly anymore in America. What does that tell you? That tells you something else also. How did Lucifer gain control of this world and gain authority, the God of this world? How? In the Garden of Eden, the endowment was placed on Adam, man. Mankind was given a dominion. Eve was his helpmeet. They were together. After the fall, God went down and talked to Adam and asked Adam, what happened here? Did you eat of the tree I told you not to? Why did he talk to Adam? Why did he go to Adam? Why didn't he ask Eve first? Why didn't he ask the serpent first, Lucifer first? Why? He went to Adam because Adam had the authority. So Adam's in charge. Adam has the responsibility. What did Adam do? Adam said, well, the woman now gave me, it's her fault, basically, what he said. So what did God do? Okay, so I guess the woman has the responsibility because Adam doesn't want the responsibility. I guess the woman does. Then what did the woman do? Well, it was the serpent's fault. And she said, the serpent beguiled me. It's the serpent's fault. So then he went to Lucifer, to serpent. Did Lucifer complain? Did Lucifer not take responsibility? Did Lucifer not take the blame, the punishment, the curse? No, didn't say anything, remained silent. And so then God cursed the serpent. You go on the belly, and there's a curse upon them. And then he went backwards. He talked to Lucifer, because now Lucifer took the blame. Lucifer took all the blame and took the curse. And then he talked to the woman, talked about her childbirth, talked to the man, talked about you were worked by the sweat of your brow and the result of you not taking the responsibility. Do you see? Who had the responsibility? Who did we give? Now, this is literal, and it's metaphorical, and it's allegorical. Spiritual, physical, every way, this story has implications. Lucifer was given, not given, was blamed to the responsibility on him, and he took it. That's how he gained authority in this world. When everything that's going on, we often say, well, if they wouldn't do this, they're doing this to us, they're censoring us, they want to destroy us, they, whoever they are, we put, words to that or put what have you. We're doing the same thing that happened in the Garden of Eden, and we give authority to whatever we blame. Well, they're censoring us. Well, then we're given censorship power. Well, the media is against America. Well, then we give the media power. Well, Hillary Clinton did this or Donald Trump did this. Well, then we're given Hillary Clinton or Donald Trump or what have you. We've also talked about Darwin and what science is proving that Darwin is basically a fool. The theory of evolution, the core principles of it, not natural selection, not survival of the fittest in the local micro levels, not those things, but on the big core issues of species changing, transmutating, whatever you want to call it, there is zero evidence of it. Zero. Zero. The evidence is showing that creation exists. When you strip down an atom, all that's left of everything, the neutrons, the protons, the electrons, there's something that remains at its core. What is it? Geometric patterns, geometric shapes, thoughts. It's self-evident that somebody, something created this, that creationism happened, and that the responsibility was given to the height of creation. The Bible says that's man, mankind, right? So then the duality of from a world of singularity to a world of duality, now we have man and woman, male and female. Again, what are they attacking? They're attacking gender. I mean, would you have ever thought this 20 years ago, they're attacking gender like this? That you can be whatever gender you want and run in a race in Connecticut in high school? Why? Why are they attacking the gender? Because the power in the man and the female, the duality coming together again in a singularity to do creation. It's a physical fact, and it's also allegorical, a mystical power of the unification of with our divinity that is within us and how we can change things. When our minds, our souls, our hearts are all in the same direction, we can say to the mountain. This came from the Gospel of Thomas, by the way, that the Nicene Creed that the Constantinople took out, by the way. This was in the Gospel. At one time, this was in the Bible, exactly what I'm telling you. When they're all in sync and all in one and they're all unified, you know, if you're not one, you're not mine. Remember who said that? When they're all sync and unified, then it says you can say to the mountain, remove, and it will remove. Not figurative, literal. Well, actually both, figurative and literal. What has that got to do with the beginning of this discussion? We are giving the responsibility, and our gods, those who are ruling over us, I mean those who are ruling over us, are those we are blaming. I've said it once on the show, I've said it a million times. These people don't matter. What matters is you, the power hour, the people who have faith, the people who believe in something greater than self, the people who believe in their endowment, who believe in the Bill of Rights, who believe in the Constitution. You matter. Conviction is king. You are witnessing a world crumbling around you that is nothing but the mirror image of our collective consciousness. Don't be a part of it. Don't fall for it. Don't get suckered into it. You can be separate. You can be in the world, but not of the world. The dominion is on you when you take the responsibility, when you take the power. That's why the show, The Power Hour, is what we have been stressing all this time. You have the power. Not George Soros, not YouTube, not Donald Trump, not Hillary Clinton, not the Bilderbergs, not any of these things. Your consciousness, your belief. What are you going to hold to? What are you going to believe in right now? There's the break. My internet's back up. I'm going to try to log in with my good connection here in studio. I'll finish this discussion and the news stories. I'm going to bring them into this. There is nothing else, ladies and gentlemen.
Numana, the true pioneer of healthy storable foods and preparedness products, has gone and done it again. Numana is now the first food storage company in the country to offer organic powdered milk free of hormones. Our goal is to change the way you look at storable food. Numana is GMO-free, contains no high-fructose corn syrup, aspartame, or artificial ingredients. Numana's great-tasting and easy-to-fix meals are perfect for emergencies or a quick dinner for your family this weekend. We also offer the revolutionary Defender Pack, which combines organic superfoods with the GMO-free meals our customers rave about. Go to Numana.com or call 888-597-0775 today to learn more. That's 888-597-0775. Numana, food storage you'll love to eat.
Normal blood pressure, naturally. How would that make you feel?
I'm Don from New Mexico. January of 2000, I had a heart attack. Then my real health began going downhill. I had high blood pressure, diabetes, poor vision. I wasn't sleeping well. I was a mess.
Don reports dramatic improvements with Heart and Body Extract.
I started taking Heart and Body Extract from within a few days. I started sleeping better. My blood pressure normalized. My diabetes normalized. My sleep improved.
Experience these benefits and more when your body heals itself with the assistance of Heart and Body Extract. Order at hbextract.com or call 866-295-5305. That's hbextract.com or call 866-295-5305.
And folks, I did not expect this at all. By the 7th, 8th, and 9th day, I saw dramatic improvements from taking Heart and Body Extract.
Heart and Body Extract comes with a 100% ironclad money-back guarantee. Details at hbextract.com or call 866-295-5305 for Heart and Body Extract.
I'm David Hall, founder of Diamond Gusset, where we're proud of our 100% grown and sewn American-made jeans. Whether you're out for dinner, working on the farm, or on the road, Diamond Gusset Jeans offers a full spectrum of styles and sizes for any occasion. To find yours, visit gusset.com. That's G-U-S-S-E-T.com. Our loyal customers enable us to continue sponsoring Liberty Media outlets like the one you're listening to. In Liberty, David Hall, Diamond Gusset Jean Company.
Attention business owners and independent contractors. This is a money-saving message from Tax Mediation Services. If your business owes $20,000 or more in taxes, we can help you today, right now. Listen, dealing with the IRS is no picnic. It's an intimidating and extremely stressful process, and you don't want to go it alone. Our attorneys know every law, every tax break, and every possible opportunity to help you resolve and reduce your tax debt. And if you owe more than $20,000, you may be at the top of their hit list. So don't take your tax debt lightly, because it will not go away on its own. The IRS can seize your bank accounts, your home, and even shut down your business. Call our tax experts today at 1-800-261-9818 and let us deal with the IRS while you focus on your business. That's 1-800-261-9818. Again, 800-261-9818.
Homemakers, groceries by mail ships free. Try our amazing bacon. It stores in your pantry. No refrigeration required. Our value-added packaging provides a 10-year shelf life and protects the leanest, thickest, center-cut, fully cooked bacon in America today. Ready to eat right from the pouch or warm and serve. Always priced less than grocery for your everyday use. Savory and delicious. Order today at readytoeatbacon.com. Readytoeatbacon.com.
How's that? Is that better? It's live and in color, like Lazarus. We're back from the dead here. Very unusual. The thing just flashed out right before we went live. I'm going to read for you the Fourth Amendment, because we had two. These are very important stories. The right of the people to be secure in their persons, houses, papers, and effects against unreasonable searches and seizures shall not be violated. Who you are. What else is there? Your person, your papers, your effects, your possessions, you are, shall not be violated. No warrant shall issue but upon probable cause supported by oath or affirmation, not a fishing expedition, and particularly describing the place to be searched and the person or things to be seized. That means if you're looking for, if you say, well, we want to search the desk because there may be XYZ in it, and then they say, oh, well, in this bedroom we found a 12 kilos of marijuana. We're going to arrest you. No. No. You violated my rights. I have a right to be secure. Who rules over you? Who rules? Does God rule over you? Or does the state? And when Cuomo went on and said that America never was great, what he was saying, that the foundation, the Constitution, the Declaration of Independence, it's insignificant. It doesn't matter. Don't look here. We've already taken out of schools. It's been 50, 60 years since nobody's ever learned these things. We've got a whole generation. We got it right now. We have them where we want them. They don't know who they are. They believe the state is over them. They've went to this Skinnerism public school where they do whatever we ask them to do. It's just Pavlovian training. They're going to fall. We're going to create a crisis. We're going to do it. We're going to shove it right in their face, and boom, they're going to fall. The American Republic's going to fall, and their dominion's going to fall, and God himself, we're going to take him from the throne and put over a Luciferian kingdom as our God demands us. That's the core of this. Socialism. Why have I been so adamant? Why have I detested that little Latin whore in New York? Deep, harshly. I don't know if I'm going to be on next week. Do you see what's going on? Do you hear what's going on with the YouTube, with the censorship, with this, with that? Do you see? Does that not make you suspicious that somebody is gearing up for something and they don't want our voices out there to be able to discuss it and be able to shape the conversation and to be able to give people a choice? Did they want to take that power over of your hearts and minds? Does that not go through your mind? I don't know if I'm going to be here next week. I don't know if I'll make it to the end of this broadcast. Hell. That's why I'm telling you these things. I'm going to be straightforward with you. Aaron Song of socialism's devious, deadly, pathetic, disgusting call. It is in opposition to your inheritance and who you are. Why is socialism evil? Because it abrogates the Fourth Amendment, the Declaration of Independence, that we hold these truths to be self-evident, that all men are created equal. Social justice is they have everything equal. See, two different things. You're created equal, and by their creator, endowed with certain unalienable rights, life, liberty, and the pursuit of happiness. That's the equal creation. You're given that life, liberty, pursuit of happiness, those rights come from you, from your creator. So we're created equal in that capacity and to use as you see fit. Socialism is just the opposite, 180 degrees. No matter what justification they make, well we got to help people. That's the siren call of Lucifer himself. Just back to the Garden of Eden. Let me take the responsibility. Let me have the blame, and I will take the power. That's what he's not telling you. The authority of this world, we give to Lucifer. We give to those things that we blame. We give to those things that we think are under us. When the truth is decreed by Almighty God, decreed by the universe, decreed by creation, decreed by your inherent spirit, the authority, the dominion, the power, which everything you see is subject to, is in your hands, is in your soul, is in your mind. You are about to see, from all the indications that we're seeing, whether ignorantly, whether overtly, whatever, all those who serve this Luciferian system, even well-meaningly, all who serve it, are about to come and attack and try to take that inheritance and that authority and that constitutionally protected divinity from you right now. Where are the churches? Where is the watchman on the wall? Where is anybody? Is anybody saying this? You are about to witness the biggest attack, the biggest changeover, the biggest attempted coup of that dominion that you can ever imagine. All signs point to that. Will you endure? Will you hold true? What will you be convicted of? Patrick Henry asked the most important political question. Is your life more than liberty, or liberty worth more than life? I know not what course others may take, but as for me, give me liberty or give me death. That's America. Call Cuomo. Stick that in your pipe and smoke it, jackass.
Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists, get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and sling bows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of Slingbow, a new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.
Pro Pure Gravity Water Filters. Most tested, most trusted. The Pro One G2.0 all-in-one filter by Pro Pure removes and reduces up to 200 plus contaminants, including fluoride, lead, and more. There's no priming required, no add-on filter needed for fluoride reduction, and it's totally reusable. There's a size to fit most competitive brands of gravity water filter systems. Pro Pure Water Filters. When you don't know what's in your water, visit an authorized Pro Pure dealer or ProPureUSA.com.
USA Radio News.
Today, before boarding Marine One in Washington, D.C., President Trump took a few questions from the media. He was asked about pulling former CIA Director John Brennan's security clearance.
Many people don't even know who he is, and now he has a bigger voice, and that's okay with me because I like taking on voices like that.
I've never respected him. I've never had a lot of respect. And Senator Burr said it best. If you knew anything, why didn't you report it when you were before all of these committees, including their committee? So he had a chance to report. He never did.
Housing prices across America continue to soar. What is the main reason behind that, though? Ben Carson is the Secretary of Housing and Urban Development. He talks about why people are having such a hard time finding affordable housing these days.
Real problem is lack of affordable housing. Why is there lack of affordable housing? Because we have all these restrictive zoning regulations based on archaic thinking.
You're listening to USA Radio News.
When working at a growing business, you wear many hats. The new business hat, the buying toner for the copy machine hat, the sifting through tons of resumes hat. You can throw away that last hat thanks to Indeed.com. When posting your job, Indeed lets you add screener questions that give you a less time-consuming route to your short list of qualified candidates. So go ahead, dust off that extra long lunch hat. Hiring's better when you've got your short list. Save time on hiring when you post a job on Indeed. Get started today at Indeed.com/hire.
Are you one of those people who thinks it's okay to drive stoned? I mean, what's the worst that can happen? You end up driving below the speed limit? It's no big deal, right? Wrong. The truth is, your reaction times slow way down when you're high. You not only put yourself in danger, but everyone around you. Talk about a buzzkill. Stop kidding yourself. It's not okay to drive high. If you've been using marijuana in any form, do not get behind the wheel. If you feel different, you drive different. Drive high, get a DUI. Paid for by NHTSA.
Hey everyone, Proactive MD has an incredible offer for our radio listeners only. Stay tuned for our exclusive offer that includes a free charcoal pore cleansing brush and free shipping. Proactive MD with prescription strength adapalene can heal and prevent future breakouts. Today, for just $19.95, we're offering listeners the three-piece Proactive MD system with free shipping, plus a free gift, the new charcoal pore cleansing brush. Get this exclusive offer by calling now, 1-800-583-8662, or go to proactive.com. And enter promo code radio. You heard right. Proactive MD plus free shipping and a free gift. The new charcoal pore cleansing brush. You'll get all this for just $19.95 and their 60-day money-back guarantee. You're guaranteed to get clear and stay clear, or you get your money back. Call now. 1-800-583-8662. That's 1-800-583-8662. Or go to proactive.com and enter promo code radio. Again, go to proactive.com and enter promo code radio.
Have you checked your Google search results lately? Search results are usually the first impression that people form of you or your business. So make sure that they create a positive impression with ReputationDefender.com. What the internet says about you can have a big impact on your life and your livelihood, even if it's not true. Fortunately, you can now control how you look online and in online search results with ReputationDefender.com. Call 800-831-0771 now. That's 800-831-0771 for your free reputation analysis. If you have negative material from an ex-employee, upset patient, or former client, newspaper article, legal issue, social media, or other source showing up in your search results, you can combat it with ReputationDefender.com. Our dedicated experts in patented technology can help make your online search results look their best. Call 800-831-0771 to learn more. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771. Or visit ReputationDefender.com.
Welcome back to the Power Hour. Our next guest, James Hirson. Website, jameshirson.com. That's James, H-I-R-S-E-N, jameshirson.com. He has a degree in media psychology. He's a New York Times bestselling author. He's an international business attorney, a news analyst, been on a host of shows. He's a cultural commentator and a social media scholar. Is exactly the guy we need to talk to right now. He does a lot of writing on Newsmax. We're going to talk about some of his articles. You can check him out, newsmax.com, James Hirson. His website, jameshirson.com. James, welcome back to the Power Hour, my friend.
Great to be with you.
Yes, there's a lot going on. It's got me a little freaked. I'm sure it does you from your articles. But the digital threat to free expression, where are we right now? And you even said we may have some breaking news. I'll just put it all to you, sir.
Sure, we do. You know, there's a nonprofit organization started by the talk show host Dennis Prager called Prager U. And it's been having difficulty with this kind of censorship on YouTube where it's had some videos pulled down claiming that they're hate speech, which, of course, they're nothing of the kind. And what is breaking is that all of their recent posts on Facebook have basically been shadow banned. And what that means is, without the user knowing it, the digital company basically cuts down the distribution. PragerU on Facebook has around 3 million followers. And so normally all of those followers would have the ability to potentially see a post on that page. In this case, there were basically like 3 people, anywhere from 1 to 18 people seeing these posts. They have been shadow banned, which is the most insidious kind of censorship from these Silicon Valley companies. What prompted me to write my article was the on the same day, major tech companies all basically banishing the content of Alex Jones's InfoWars from Facebook, Apple, YouTube, which is Google, and Spotify, all on the same day. And the next day, more companies like Vimeo and others banned Alex Jones. My view is, and this is what, you know, tech companies, when they have new products, they engage in what are called beta tests. And the people who test it are called beta testers, meaning that they're trying it out. Well, Alex Jones for Silicon Valley and InfoWars are a beta test, and a very convenient one, because he is an irresponsible provocateur. Just to give you, I mean, I had a radio show many years ago on a syndicated network, and I left that network because they put on Alex Jones. I didn't want to be associated with his content. I don't approve of a lot of his stuff. However, that doesn't mean that he should be summarily banished into the desert by a what is in a sense now become a quasi-governmental group of companies that have grown way, way too big.
Let me interject here and ask a couple questions too. Okay, our YouTube channel got canceled. I mean, they took down our YouTube channel, our YouTube, Prager University, InfoWars, a lot of other people. This
I didn't know you were a victim of that as well.
Yes, this is not an isolated story. We're hearing this more and more from my conservative friends everywhere. The first question, I mean, this is some, or obviously an orchestrated conspiracy here. What is the aim? I mean, what are they trying to do here? Is this just testing something? Why is it just conservatives? What? I mean, my mind goes a lot of places. Where does your mind go?
Well, I'll tell you, first I want to start with the facts. And the facts are that these companies have mishandled data, lied about it. They've claimed that they've been caught censoring. I mean, I think it first came to the attention of the alternative press and some of the press when Facebook had some so-called editors that were editing their trending topics, and all of a sudden the conservative trending topics were removed. And Mark Zuckerberg came out and did his usual dance and song, and he apologized, and he said that they were going to change it, and they didn't. And my view is that the most important thing I can communicate is that these companies, they're gargantuan. They have power that has never been seen on the earth before when it comes to communication and media. And we created that power. And I'm going to tell you, we set up a legal infrastructure that I'll tell you about in a moment. But the fact is, they cannot be trusted. And that means we have to do something. And we have to do something now. I'm moving beyond facts to my own speculation. But I believe this is happening because the midterm elections are approaching. And you recall that with the mythology that's been circulated by the mainstream media about the Russia-Trump collusion and the so-called Russian meddling, Facebook was supposedly irresponsible, and the left has been attacking Facebook because they supposedly allowed Russian meddling. This so-called meddling were a few paltry ads that were purchased on Facebook that communicated with a very tiny audience. And the Russian meddling, of course, is a lie. We now know that there was Russian collusion, and that Russian collusion was from the Hillary Clinton campaign and the DNC in working with a foreign agent that was getting Russian dirt on Trump, and that was Christopher Steele. That's off topic. But what I believe the tech companies are lining up to do is to meddle in the midterm elections big time by constricting and restraining communication from any right-of-center groups that could, in fact, endanger their so-called beloved blue wave. And we got to remember that these tech companies, and I normally follow the entertainment media and the entertainment business, but Silicon Valley is very similar in that it is overwhelmingly liberal, overwhelmingly leftist. You know, we've just seen recently Netflix, which has now grown to be this massive company, did a huge deal with former President Obama, and Michelle Obama hired them.
Yes.
And of course, they have so much experience in producing entertainment content. They got tens of millions of dollars. So this was a kind of a honorific payoff to these people that they love. And they put individuals, Susan Rice, an absolutely non-credible person who lied about Benghazi, has been awarded a board of director seat, which means lots of money on Netflix. We know Al Gore's been involved with Silicon Valley for a long time. He's on the board of Apple. So the point is, these folks are not to be trusted. I believe it's political because the elections are coming, to answer your question. But I want to tell you about this illegal infrastructure that we, meaning our representatives in Congress, created a long time ago when the Internet was an infant. And when, if you are old enough to remember, the Internet was something you didn't use directly, but there were only a few companies like Prodigy and CompuServe and America Online, AOL, and that's how you got on the Internet. And those companies were called Internet Service Providers. And if those companies weren't given a shield from liability, the kind of liability that news organizations face, they claimed they wouldn't be able to grow. And so we passed a law that shielded them. And when I say shielded them, from the kind of lawsuits that Dennis Prager and his Prager University brought against them. And virtually any lawsuit that would be brought against a newspaper, but particularly in the areas of defamation, invasion of privacy, liability that has been a part of media. And because they were exempted, this law was extended when we got into the age of search engines and social media and the like. So it was extended to Google, YouTube, Facebook, etc. And
that's very important. James, we're to a break. I believe that you have to go. It's a quick segment. Can you stay one more segment, or you really need to go?
I can stay for part of a segment.
Okay, let's do it. Let's have you stay part of a segment. We got a 4-minute break. We're coming back. I want you to finish that thought because I think this is very important. JamesHirsen.com, HIRSEN.com.
Long distance travel or long hours in front of a computer can take its toll on your body.
Get relief for your neck or back pain when you search Amazon for Sunshine Pillows, heating wraps, and pads, often listed as an Amazon choice.
Why take another pill?
Now, from Sunny Bay and by customer demand, we introduce our extra-long neck heating wrap, a complete wrap, wide and hands-free, and brings fast relief to those who suffer from neck or back pain.
You can easily find Sunshine Pillows on Amazon.
Or search Amazon for our new Sunny Bay disposable heat pads. Or look for Sunny Bay heated neck wraps for relief from back pain to menstrual pain and cramps.
Sometimes life can be a pain in the neck or back or shoulder.
See why our company, Biomed DB Design, has a lifetime 100% positive rating on both Amazon and Etsy. Just go to Amazon.com and search Sunny Bay or call us 253-678-1361.
Let's talk tough. Let's talk comfort. Let's talk about Down Home Value, made in the USA blue jeans, like you wore as a kid. Remember?
There's a place down in Tennessee where they make blue diamond gusset jeans. They sew pride in every stitch. Guarantee you love the way they fit. Put a diamond gusset in the crotch where you need it most. Blue diamond gusset's got it. Others don't.
For good old-fashioned comfort, get diamond gusset jeans. Every stitch guaranteed. And our Defender motorcycle jean comes Kevlar reinforced. See them at GUSSET.com. That's gusset.com. Or call 888-848-7738. That's 888-848-7738. Diamond gusset jeans got it. Others don't.
This is Jessica Armand, founder of My Magic Mud. Our team helped organize a successful effort to remove fluoride from our city's water supply. This is our passion. My Magic Mud Oral Care purifies and brightens your smile naturally. GCN listeners, please support my family business by purchasing our product from your local health food store. We're also available at CVS Pharmacy. Or visit us at MyMagicMud.com and take 10% off now with coupon code GCN10.
Message and data rates may apply. Individual results may vary. See website for details.
But hey, I'm buying a huge flat-screen TV so I can finally see it without my glasses.
Why not just get LASIK at the LASIK Vision Institute? That's what I'm doing.
My glasses and contacts are a pain. I'd love to finally get rid of these, but who can afford LASIK?
You can. Because the LASIK Vision Institute is offering dramatically low prices and an absolutely free consultation. Just text DO33 to 350350. The LASIK Vision Institute has already performed over a million procedures. They use the latest FDA-approved LASIK technology that helps the majority of patients achieve 20/20 vision for a fraction of what others charge. Better vision, better value. The LASIK Vision Institute. Make this the year you finally get LASIK. For a free consultation plus an extra 20% discount, text DO33 to 350350. You'll see for free if LASIK is right for you. That's DO33 to 350350.
Are you afraid to go to the mailbox because of letter after letter from the IRS? Are they stacking on more and more penalties and interest? By now, you know the problem won't go away on its own. Don't let the IRS chase you to your grave with penalties and interest and liens and levies. You need real help now. I'm Dan Pilla. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I help thousands of people solve tax problems they thought couldn't be solved. I can help you too. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com. danpilla.com.
We're talking to the well-respected, the well-awarded writer, James Hirson. James Hirson, HIRSEN.com. You can see his website. He writes a lot on Newsmax. His new article about the threat, the digital threat to freedom that we're having, is up on Newsmax. And also, why are we trusting these people? Another great article on this. He's talking, you know, imagine the vaccine industry. We gave them, we took away their liability so they could go ahead and vaccinate us or whatever. You know how that went. This is similar, except even bigger. We're basically telling them that they're not a news outlet. They're just a conduit. Well, if they're censoring, if they're they're basically quasi or de facto creating content, then what are they? Now they're a newspaper. Now they need liability. And antitrust, where does antitrust come in this? James Hirson, we got, 4 or 5 minutes left with you. Go ahead, my friend.
Sure. Well, we did that. We gave them the shield to allow them to grow. Facebook now has 2.5 billion users all over the world. These companies like Google and Facebook and Apple and others, they have amassed huge amounts of cash. They together probably have more cash than most of the countries do in the world. And when we have antitrust is based on protecting the consumer when there's no competition. There's virtually no competition for Google, and there's no competition for YouTube, no. Very little for Facebook. And now these people are acting in concert. They're working together to banish content. That's unfair competition. So I say we conservatives are reluctant to do this, but we must. We have to take away that liability shield. We have to break these companies up with antitrust law. We have to do it for the sake of free expression. Why? Because the First Amendment does not apply to private companies. Even when they're this big and they act quasi-governmentally, First Amendment protects people from governmental restraints on speech, and we can't use a First Amendment argument. And that's what happened the first time Prager University went to court. And so we have to create opportunities to get some leverage and basically put some fear into these companies because they think they can do whatever they want and lie to us about it, and we can't allow that.
Let me interject real quick, a couple things. One, isn't this racketeering? Two, the DOJ, Department of Justice, is there any will to do anything here? I mean, that we can't even stop a stupid illegal Mueller's, whatever you call that Mueller investigation. Is there any will from the DOJ? And three, if the DOJ doesn't do anything, what does that tell us about how far-reaching the power is of this YouTube and Google?
Yeah, all of those very valid points that you're making, those are almost like rhetorical questions. As far as the DOJ, that brings up the question of Jeff Sessions. And may God look into his soul and get him to fire Rod Rosenstein tomorrow. You know, that's my prayer. But it's just that it's not just the government that can act once we take down the liability shield. Once we start looking into antitrust violations, state governments can act and private companies can act. And so that's why the midterm elections are so important. That's why it brings us full circle when you ask me why I think these tech companies are getting so aggressive with their censorship. I think they want to change the composition of Congress, just like the deep state wants to change the composition of Congress, just like the far left wing and even the never Trump or anti-Trump faction of the GOP. They want Congress to go into the hands of Nancy Pelosi, which is disastrous for the country. And so all of this kind of so what we have to do leading up to the midterms is we're going to have to go back to grassroots communication. If we have this kind of shadow banning and legitimate banning, we've got to use our telephones and emails and text messages and try to form alternative networks, but it really puts us at a disadvantage.
Last question, James. It's been so good to have you. JamesHerschen.com is the website. Newsmax.com, you can go listen to, read his fantastic articles. Last question. If my mind start wandering and I start analyzing this past the level that you're talking about, midterms, I start to see something bigger and more nefarious as a possibility. Are we being set up, as speech is being basically crushed, conservative speech is being crushed, are we being set up for something even more Orwellian, even more insidious on the other side? Is that possible?
Well, there's no, in my opinion, the answer is that the warning signs are out there. From the point of view that the left wing in this country and the Democrat Party are absolutely supporting the idea of draconian speech suppression, but not just speech, other rights. You think of the right free exercise of religion and the way it's been diminished by the left. You think of a right to bear arms. So, yes, absolutely yes, we've been being set up for decades, But I do believe that if when you look at the kind of mindset that's in Silicon Valley, the entertainment media, in the news media, and in the deep state and the left wing, those forces working together want nothing better than to completely muzzle anything they disagree with, and they would do it in a heartbeat if they felt that they could get away with it. I think now they're doing it through their allies in the digital world.
Mm. James, it's been fantastic. All too brief. Maybe next time we stay a little longer. It's so good to talk to you. Also, check out, there's a 40-page document by Media Matters called Democracy Matters Strategic Plan of Action. I didn't even bring that up. Democracy Matters. Remember that. There's a 40-page put out by George Soros, all them. They've basically detailed what they're going to do. So maybe next time we'll get your thoughts on that. It's so good to talk to you, my
sure.
friend, and God bless
all
you.
All right. God bless you. Thanks for having me.
Absolutely. There he goes, James Herson. This is the Internet was invented by America or American government or DARPA, what have you. DARPA invested in YouTube. There's some change here. The airwaves, the Internet is a public. It's like, it's like the public airwaves. It's like radio. It's like public billboards, things like this. There is more. I don't know if the courts are willing to do it, but there is more sense that the Constitution needs to be honored more than I think just it's a private company. You just walk into, YouTube at the store and you buy YouTube. No, you don't. You're using the public airwaves that have been developed by government money, DARPA, what have you. They're being run by quasi-government interests linked up, obviously, to the highest levels of political parties in this country, using their force, using their leverage, in a racketeering move to take away your voice and to control dissent to their political agenda. I mean, tell me what part of that is untrue. This is where we're at. It is extremely dangerous. I don't have to tell you. I'm a little on edge, if you can tell. Starting from the beginning of the show, there's a lot of news stories I didn't get to. I think we're only going to be on with half hour with Robert Abel. We'll be able to get to some very important news stories, or you can go to thepowerhour.com. James made a very important point about go back old school. A lot of our listeners are on shortwave. We've never abandoned shortwave, and there's a reason for that. One, because they're such quality people. Two, for this. YouTube can't censor the shortwave. Okay, it's up to you. Your prayers, your thoughts, everything. It is on the line right now. This is not hyperbole, ladies and gentlemen. It's creeping on you. Stay tuned. We'll be right back.
Does Big Pharma have a hold of you? ThePowerMall.com believes everything the body needs is provided by nature, unlike prescription drugs that aren't meant to cure but cover up your symptoms and contain addicting chemicals. Strauss Heart Drops are 100% all natural. Get the original. Get Strauss Heart Drops by calling Jay at 1-877-817-9829. That's 877-817-9829. Or order online at ThePowerMall.com today.
Other gold companies are in the business to sell. USGoldCoins.com is in the business to educate. Educate yourself by signing up to receive a free information packet on how to invest in today's economy safely while protecting your wealth. Call 1-800-HOT-COIN. That's 1-800-HOT-COIN. Protect your future and get sound advice at USGoldCoins.com.
Water is the single most important thing your body needs, so you want to be sure it's the best for you and your family. Since 2005, thousands have depended on Berkey Purified Water. The Berkey Guy provides the lowest priced filtration systems in every size for incredibly delicious water now and in an emergency. Get to GoBerkey.com or call 877-886-3653. 877-886-3653. GoBerkey.com.
Get the ultimate knife at an ultimate price. The Fox Karambit Knife. Finally available in the U.S. The Fox Karambit Knife opens with one hand, faster than you can pull a handgun. For utility, for defense, and for way less than other knives of this caliber. Go to TheUltimateKnife.com. Truly the best knife you will ever own. And only available at TheUltimateKnife.com. Use promo code radio at checkout for free shipping. Get the ultimate knife at the ultimate price at TheUltimateKnife.com.